ornamental water plants in your yard, they can make their way from storm drains to the creeks. So, what do you do with unwanted aquarium plants? Just toss them into the trash instead. Help prevent the spread of invasive weeds. 4ZZZ cares about our community.
Charlie and Liv with your 9am Zedlines. In some local news, over 10 years since its last production, Disney's hit musical The Lion King has announced it is coming back to Brisbane in November this year. The 2014 season of The Lion King, held at the Queensland Performing Arts Centre, broke records by selling more tickets in a single day than any show before it, and completely sold out its 19-week season, and is still the second highest selling show at QPAC behind Phantom of the Opera. This marks the second run of The Lion King in Brisbane, and the third time the show has ever been staged in Australia.
A World War II hand grenade has been stumbled upon in Logan Bushland. Local man Fred Wimmer uncovered the grenade on a metal-detecting expedition on Sunday morning, digging it up before calling police. Roughly the size of a mango, the ADF confirmed the object to be a live hand grenade, but before it could be taken from the site, the ordnance safely detonated underground. The site once operated as a World War II training ground called Camp Cable, and various wartime objects including bullets and buckles have been found there before.
In national news, a report released by the Australian Communications Consumer Advocacy Network is calling for domestic roaming to be mandated in Australia, with advocates claiming it would provide better mobile access and more competitive prices, particularly for regional Australians. The report shows that 73% of Australians support the change, which would allow customers to use their phones on another network when outside their own provider's coverage area. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission decided against mandating domestic roaming in 2017 due to concerns it would reduce incentives for telcos to invest in the network. Technological changes since then, including the introduction of 5G, have prompted increasing calls for a mandate.
Five whales in total have been entangled in fishing lines off Ningaloo Reef in the last 5 days, impacting both the coast's tourist spots and nearby beaches. Of the tangled whales, one has died, one has been freed, and another three are unaccounted for. Officials were forced to close a few of the coast's snorkeling spots during the peak of tourist season, and beaches adjacent to Oyster Stacks and North Mandu closed due to a high number of sharks interested in the tangled whales. The WA Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions said that it is too early to speculate when the beaches will reopen, but a shark alert could remain for another few weeks. Local wildlife carer Brinkley Davies said the spike is worrying, while experts are calling for more preventative measures. Authorities have urged the public to quickly report tangled whales where they can.
In international news, in a vow to take over the Strait of Hormuz, the US has said it will reinstate a blockade of Iranian ships and ports in the Persian Gulf and beyond from 6 a.m. tomorrow. Following weeks of insisting the strait must be toll-free, US President Donald Trump has said that he would impose charges, quote, at the rate of 20% of all cargo shipped in return for security. The US military says that it has launched a third night of strikes on Iran after a weekend of fighting across the Middle East.
For your weather today, Brisbane is slowly warming up with a temperature of 13. We're still looking at a maximum of 22, and the sun is expected to stay out all day long. The UV index is currently 2 and is expected to peak at 5 around midday. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Just when you think you've hit rock bottom, there's always further to go. You're listening to The